This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondike Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War beard oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now.
Are we live? We are live, but I just got a warning saying that none of my Facebook lives, except for one, is running. That's weird.
Huh.
All right, guys, what's going on tonight? Welcome to an episode of Before the Train Wreck number 52. I'm joined with my good Canadian buddy, Mr. Ryan Stone.
How's you getting on, me old cocky?
Yeah, be a fun one tonight. We're going to have a chat about some thirsty beta simps. Four signs or a thirsty beta simp. Maybe we'll take some questions if we got time. I should probably give you guys some updates. If you're watching or trying to watch the stream somewhere else on a platform that Mark Zuckerberg owns, you won't be able to tonight because I've been banned. So you're going to have to come over to YouTube. In fact, I should tell you guys to get on my email list because this is what you're supposed to do in a situation like this. Where's my red flags? There we go. And I'm going to drop it in the chat. How's your book coming along, by the way?
Dude, it's been sitting there since the 18th. Release date is Wednesday. So I'm panicky. So it's that point where I'm not allowed to change it. Yeah, live on Amazon. I hate this part where you can't change it. It's like, I just know there's something glaring I should go touch right now. I can't even look at it.
Let's give it a good push there. All right, guys, do me a favor. Get on my email list. You can opt in and get the free chapter on red flags. It's there. I just dropped it in the chat. I'm getting banned on Facebook on a weekly basis now. I think I'm done with Facebook, to be honest with you. I'm going to have to publish my more controversial stuff via email list and or behind the paywall in the community. So if you guys are in the community, you already see all the good shit anyway. But this is really the only way that I can do it. I've had enough of their sensitivity.
Yeah, you don't want to. You're not a boomer anyway. You don't need Facebook, like,
dude. I don't know, man. It's just like I see all these softies out there. This is part of the reason why I wanted to do this one tonight on, you know, signs that you're a thirsty beta simp, because a lot of this is encouraged by these guys, right? A lot of these guys are fueling this sensitivity. Like, I actually have men, I think they're men, but they appear to be men by their photograph and their name. And they go on to posts on social, like on Facebook, and they'll say, oh, this is the incel group. And you and I know what the angle is. I mean, how would you describe that? Like, what are they trying to do with that?
The incel group, they're trying to make their sexlessness a clubhouse, an identity. God knows. Half the time, I think they're just waiting to see which one of them rents a van, and half of them are just reporters waiting for it.
Oh, gives me the shivers. All right, let's kick it off, because I got four here in the description. By the way, guys, I apologize for the live chat on YouTube. It's normally not this cluttered because it's members only, but I'm having issues on the back end with the studio updates, so I'll deal with that later. I'm gonna try to pay attention for super chats and members chat if I can. Thanks for the quick super chat. Yes, sir, Neo. Appreciate that. Bomber Command is in session. We're going to be dropping some cold, hard truth bombs tonight, my friend. All right, scroll down here. So the first one, if you are a man paying girls on cam, meaning cam girls, or OnlyFans, you're a thirsty beta simp. Where should we start with that?
Let's start. Oh, you haven't seen this. A guy just released. There's that one that was bitching about how guys aren't paying her enough and shouldn't be watching it.
Oh, yes. Let me pull it up on Twitter.
Oh, you know exactly which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah. So they found she had a stream like 3 days ago where she was saying that when people send her their cash for the ETH lottery, she actually skips their PayPal, their real name from PayPal. And so she goes on and she Facebook stalks everybody who sends their money.
This one here, right?
Yeah. So if she's having a bad financial day, she's got a lot of personal information from a huge amount of high earning engineers.
Yeah.
Here, thirst is the worst, man.
Dude, this is so bad. I mean, guys actually take this abuse. Let me grab share audio. Let's try this again. Chrome tab, share audio, Twitter feed. There we go. One day we'll get a producer for this. Yeah.
Yeah. Thirst or not, man. Guys, okay. Watch this.
Listen to this, guys.
It doesn't matter how broke you are. If you have time to watch Twitch, you have $10, truly. If you don't have $10, you probably don't have time to watch Twitch because you should be working. You should be trying to earn money. It's not a ton. It's not like a ton of money. So being like, I'm broke, I can't afford to sub, that doesn't really track. What you mean to say is, I'm so irresponsible with my money, I can't support the entertainment that I enjoy.
What a Karen. But no, imagine. That's not even her most recent one. Her recent one is where she said she has the personal information of a lot of her e-subscribers. They're in relationships. And she kind of hints that as a threat.
Oh, really? Is this the one that was doing videos of herself sleeping and people were paying her to watch her sleep?
I don't think that's her. I think that was a redhead. I think this is the one. If I remember correctly, she's kind of known for berating her audience, which I don't know why you would pay for somebody to nag you. You can get that at home. But
there's actually guys out there that form this niche where they actually pay women to financially abuse them. I've seen recordings. I don't know if I shared it with you guys privately at one point, but I've seen recordings on YouTube. And I think this one woman did a TED Talk, believe it or not. She got TED Talk placement to talk about how she was taking money from men to financially abuse them and talk crap to them. And then she had another video beyond that where she kind of like broke down the calls. Like she actually had the calls live playing as she was doing it. So there's all these different types of niches where these women are taking guys' money and these thirsty betas, because that's really what it is. I mean, you're a thirsty beta if that's how you're throwing your cash around. I mean, if that's how you're managing your money, what do you say to that? It's like, stop it, dude. You're throwing money at the end. And here's the best part. Here's the best part.
Pull yourself together, man.
And I don't flaw them for it, right? Because the Tate brothers aren't stupid. But you guys are throwing all these money at these women, making these guys rich, and they're buying all these supercars and they're laughing at you. And these women are laughing at you. You're paying these women. Like, it is a brutal sign that you're moving money in this direction, looking for the attention of somebody on the other end of a mobile device or a tablet or a screen or something. Like, yeah, well, stop it.
Well, didn't they? And it's been like a year since I actually was on a show with him. And obviously that's not happening anymore. But he was saying when they first started out that the girls were doing the cam stuff for like $10 a minute. But for like $100 a minute, he and his brother would get on there and pretend to be the girls. Cause like, I know what guys want. So they were literally traps online.
Yeah. I actually heard a couple times where there's a few operations where they hire like people that don't speak the greatest English,
right?
Verbally, but written English is great. So they'll have them in these like low cost, you know, hourly range countries. Maybe they're only a couple bucks an hour. Give them a wireless login, and these thirsty betas that think they're talking to the cam girls at the other end are actually talking to some guy in Bangladesh or something like that. They're egging them on, right? Because that way the girls don't have to do that work and they feel like they have an intimate connection.
That's even worse. I don't even like it when I had to work with a vendor who outsourced their tech support to like India. Imagine trying to get off on that.
It's so bad, man. It's one of the things that frustrates me with men. I mean, like, you want guys to do better, but it's like you feel like you're trying to bail out the Titanic with a bucket and it's got a big hole in the side of the boat and it's just going down anyway.
Yeah, it's you have to do triage. It's a lot of men. It's like Captain. Yeah, you can't. A lot of guys don't want to be saved. It's just like the damaged girls.
Let me hit these super chats real quick. Amos, thanks, dude. Chick I know sent me nudes years ago. Now has OnlyFans, and her fans complain she doesn't post. Asked her if I should pay for the pics. No response. That's a little bit of a troll, dude.
I was gonna say It's hilarious. It's awesome to show off to your buddies. I just,
yeah,
good for you, I guess.
Thanks for the super chat, C7Z06. Appreciate it. Okay, so that's number one, paying girls on webcam and OnlyFans money.
Wait a minute, it's not even nude though.
Yeah, and hang on a sec, we got to find the 68-year-old one because I definitely want to hit on this again. 68-year-old OnlyFans. You guys are not going to believe this.
Yeah.
America's 68-year-old turns OnlyFans. Here we go. Do we have a picture of her or her OnlyFans?
Why would you pay for smut if she's not even nude? That's like when you were a kid. You remember Maxim magazine? Because everybody was afraid to buy like a penthouse, so they'd get Maxim instead.
Yeah.
It's like that. I didn't realize.
Where is this granny? This is one of George Bruno's favorites. Where did she go? OnlyFans.
What's he up to? I haven't heard something from him.
Who cares? 68-year-old OnlyFans. I think she's making $18,000 a month. Don't make me go back through my Twitter feed to dig this up. Click to expand. Oh, there she is. Is that her? Michelle's organized fundraiser. No, this is not it. This is a GoFundMe for another 68-year-old looking for more free money. Where did it go? You know what? I'm going to have to try to dig it up in my Twitter feed as I'm doing this now, but I'm going to explain it to you. It was about 2 weeks ago, and this came to my attention because there's a lot of these women now that are opening up these OnlyFans accounts because they don't have anything to do. They're not working. The nail salon's closed down. You know, they don't have the reception job to go work at the insurance company. So if they've got some reasonable looks and they can get attention, or they have a social media following, then they're putting up an OnlyFans page and they're charging on average about $10 to access premium photographs. What are they, like premium snaps?
I guess so. I don't know. Like, I'm very ill-knowledged about it.
Here's what I'm confused about is porn is free.
Yeah.
And arguably better than amateur crap from 68-year-old. Why would guys pay money when you can get it for free? That's what I'm trying to get clarity on. Is it because they think they have a direct connection with these women?
I would assume so. I mean, guys pay to watch somebody else pay Minecraft. This isn't that hard of a stretch.
This is true.
But that's the weird thing is because I've got no shortage of like tweets and views from everybody. It's just showing these girls treating these guys like trash. Like how many stories are out there where a guy donates 6,000 to a girl's ethot account somewhere and then she bans them 2 minutes later.
Please define ethot for those that are watching that are confused by the term.
Electronic thought, which is an acronym for that hoe over there.
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting about that one. Yeah. It's very classic. It's basically just, what you would think of if you want to say slut or skank. It's like how you say Karen instead of cunt. I could swear. Can I swear?
Softly, please.
Gotcha. Apologies for that. I stuttered it, hopefully.
Here's another one, guys. This is a typical post that I've come across, the last couple of weeks. This stuff's been blowing up. Thirsty Betas just paid for this 22-year-old's house. Okay, she's bragging about it online. Let me just pull this from the stream. I'm gonna dig this up as we continue to talk about this because I really want to emphasize this point. I'm going to find it here. There's another post that I saw earlier where there was, who's that gay guy that does makeup?
Jeffree Star?
No, he's got a big YouTube channel. Apparently he was bragging about putting an OnlyFans together. Saw that.
Oh,
as well.
The one that got, that Tati beat his brand.
That one.
I should put my wife on this. I'd remember the name. Not Jeffree Star.
Geez, there's a lot of nastiness here in this feed of nonsense. I feel like Twitter for me has become a collection of clown world stuff. Like it feels like every time I scroll through it, it's like honk. James Charles, that's it.
Yes. Oh, it is. Dude, I don't know how these guys do it. I have, other than you and here Rolo and Troy and John and like Aaron Clary, I have everybody from this space blocked. I don't see any of it.
So here it is, guys. I found it. So Michelle Hardenbrook, who has an OnlyFans page under the tag at Terry Town Gal, if so inclined to throw money at this one. She's earning from 1,439 Thirsty Betas at $12.99 a month, approximately $18,000 and change, US dollars. This is a 68-year-old woman that men are throwing money at today. Because why? I don't know. They have a fetish for grannies. Maybe they watch George Bruno's channel. I don't know. But this is the first sign that you're a thirsty beta simp, guys. If you are doing this, please stop. Rotate 180 degrees and move in another direction, because where you're going right now is going to end you up in a train wreck eventually.
It's not cheap money. So these guys are throwing good money after it. Here's the thing that gets me. So I don't know how much, if you're one of those guys, it's like every hour of my life, I earn, you know, however many dollars. If you've actually cost analysis your actual time, I would assume you seem like you probably did, but these guys work God knows how hard and then risk how much to make this money. And then they just give it away for nothing. And I think that's what gets me the most.
Not nothing. I think it's the direct connection that they feel to the individual that they're giving it to. They think, well, we know because we've seen Tristan Tate talk on interviews about how these men feel like they have a direct connection with his web girls.
Yeah.
And they'll throw huge amounts of money and they'll come up with stories about how their day was bad. And it's almost like a therapy session for them. And I got to tell you, like, these women that are doing this work, it's probably like the Sahara Desert for them down there, right? Like, they have no interest whatsoever in the attention that's being thrown at them. The only interest they have is in the money.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of an ethot that quit the life to go settle down with one of her fans?
My point exactly, right?
I've never heard of one.
Like these women actually despise the men that are giving the money to them.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even if there was one in a million, they'd put her over every newscast everywhere as, you know, hey, look at this. Prostitution's not bad. She found her husband and they have kids. They'd plaster that on the news.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we spent enough time on number one. Again, that was paying women for webcam and OnlyFans. Number two, a male feminist that calls other men incels. This is one of the things I've seen over the last few weeks since my bans on the Facebook platform for pointing to the truth. When the bomber is over the target, it is getting flack always. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen that platform so sensitive as what it is today. You can't even say that women are promiscuous without them giving you a hard time over it. And then you get these male feminist guys that come in, and I'm not even going to click through on their profiles or show you anything to give them any attention. But if you go to my Facebook page, I believe it's still up. It's just Entrepreneurs in Cars. You can look at some of the recent posts. These guys will call everybody in the group an incel. This is a man showing up in front of other men, calling them an involuntary celibate. I don't know, like, where do you begin with that one?
Well, what angle do you want to do? Why are they calling it to you? Or why does it, apparently it works, or they'd stop? Well, like, maybe it doesn't work.
I don't know what's more pathetic, the men that are calling other men incels or the women that won't have any kind of intimacy with them. Let's call it intimacy, because that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the attention of these women that are ignoring them. So what they do is they think by making the men that are pointing to facts look like less, that they will be able to go out with them,
have a date, get in their pants.
Yeah, it's white knighting is what it is, right?
It's not even, it's just that it doesn't work. Put aside the morality of it or how cheap it looks or how much of a man it makes you look less of. It just does. I've never seen it work. It's never worked, but guys will double down on it thinking that it does. And that's what drives me nuts. It's like a born to lose tattoo on your forehead.
Basically, it is sign number two that you are a thirsty beta simpleton. Guys, if you're not doing well with women, you have to take a look inside at yourself and understand what's wrong with you and then do the work on that. But going around the internet in these private groups, these pages. And by the way, I've now infiltrated several of these pages, because it's quite easy to set up a secondary account and, you know, put out the appearance that you're one of them and get in. You should see what goes on in there, Ryan. Have you ever heard about these places?
I've heard vaguely about them, but I'm just picturing you right now with like a pashmina and a beret.
Dude, I just went in there for an hour one time and I went down this fucking rabbit hole of absolute disgust. You can't say publicly on Facebook that promiscuous women aren't particularly valuable to high value men.
Right.
But if you go to one of their private groups, the way they talk about men, the interactions between men and women, it's utterly disgusting. Like, I can't even repeat the things that I see in there. It's that bad.
Oh, that I would believe.
Oh yeah, dude, it is so bad.
Did you see, what was it? It was like a news story, I think 2 years ago, where there was military wives had their private Facebook group. They were using it as like a seeking arrangements things while their bows were all deployed and stuff.
Get out of here.
Oh yeah. I can't remember who it was. Some white knight guy who actually liked his brothers in arms leaked all the stuff out, and he got ended up getting in trouble for it. The site eventually got taken down from public pressure because luckily it was in like Alberta, I think it was. So that's a very military province. So they were having none of it. But it'd been going on for years. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's still other versions of that around, at least for you know, Squimalt. Probably Halifax too.
What was that hashtag that was created a while back? She still won't bang you. Name is Bill. She still won't bang you, Bill.
Or Ted, yeah.
Yeah, or Ted.
She still won't F you, Ted.
Yeah, she still won't F you.
Best line ever from Breaking Bad.
Neo, thanks, man. Do you think it's possible to drop ship OnlyFans pictures on an account by picking random nude pics on Google and sell them through OnlyFans? Undercover guy catfish, wondering if guys actually do that. I would not be surprised if guys do that. You are probably going to run into a problem at some point, though, because I think most of these OnlyFans accounts are created from somebody on Instagram, or they already have a social following, and they go, hey guys, I've created a premium account, sign up now, it's $10 a month, you'll get my awesome stuff over there.
Yeah, there was that one guy too who was the anime thing. Do you remember this one? It was like a CG anime character. And he made an OnlyFans account for her, I think, and he was doing really well, and all the strippers or something got really mad about it.
Well, there's a couple of guys that run OnlyFans accounts for their sex dolls. Oh, you want to see something funny?
No, I don't.
Here we go. No. We're going to go down this rabbit hole now. We are going for a ride tonight, my friend.
This is Celestina, so help me God.
No.
If you guys don't know who that is, consider yourself lucky.
No, this is not Celestina. So this is a special announcement. I've not even mentioned this one yet. I followed this account like a couple months ago because I couldn't tell if it was like real or fake. And I'm not even sure yet. I'm not even sure if this is BS or if this guy's living in reality. But he's a good-looking dude. And he posts pictures of him in a sex doll. Hang on a second. Let me find it. You guys are in for a treat here. This is all public, by the way, so I'm not showing you anything that's private or anything like that. Come on, where are you? Bear with me. Is that it? No. Vintage Electric. I just saw one. Oh, here we go.
All right.
The handle. Okay. Are you ready, guys? Here we go. Delete and let's add to stream application window and boom. Okay. So we have this simpleton here. Difficult to tell what's going on. Sitting, standing, spinning a basketball. The account is Lauren and Grady. So Lauren and Grady are love doll Lauren and Grady. So I guess Grady's a dude. And he pushes, the doll around in the wheelchair. You know, he seems like a reasonably good-looking guy for some reason, but looks like he has a Lambo too. Not really sure why he has a sex doll if he's
he's a big Lambo fan of expensive toys. What can you say?
Like, he's not a bad-looking guy here, right?
I guess not. I mean, I definitely wouldn't have been like, yeah, that's the doll guy if I had to pick him out of a lineup.
This has got to be a parody account. So somebody in the chat tell me, like, what do you think? Is this parody? Is this real? I can't tell. If this is like the post here, did you guys watch The Last Dance? Doll love, dolls of Instagram.
What the See, how is she standing? I thought these things are like he has to roll around in a wheelchair. They're not animatronic.
Oh, hang on. We got a few of these guys together posing with the doll. There's a crew.
Dude, that's their 90s alt rock self-titled album cover right there. Candlebox.
We're sitting here in bed watching a movie in bed together. This has got to be a parody account. I can't tell. What do you guys think?
It's a $10,000 doll. I remember they had a Vice thing on them.
So there's another one for you, fellas. That's another good indication you're a simp if you're doing that.
Dude, here's the thing too. And I'm a science fiction fan. If they actually had like proper sex bots that were like animatronic and they talked and they were like some stuff out of Blade Runner, Like, arguably, I could be convinced, but this, like, it's not there yet.
Would you bang a sex robot that you could not distinguish from a human being?
See, the science fiction fan in me says yes, but the guy in me who likes women says no, so I'm conflicted. You'd have to put one in front of me to know for sure.
Mm.
But if I was definitely through, like, a dry spell for, like, 12 months,
mm-hmm.
probably.
I mean, like, what if it costs less than 10 grand and it would... You know, it would just charge itself.
Oh, if I'm going in, I don't really care about the cost at that point.
Picture this, you know, you come home, it's charging in your closet, it comes out, greets you at the door, takes care of it. Like, you know, it's a viable business model in the future. Like, I see it potentially getting to that. But the state that we see some of these things in, I mean, I can't, like, you know, you're paying cam girls for their attention and OnlyFans. You're a male feminist that's calling other men incels. You're trying to get the attention of other women or hope that they'll perhaps choose you over the chads that they're still pining for, regardless of what you think.
To be fair, I would rather get the doll than do the thirsting like that. Because at least the doll, I'm getting what I paid for.
Yeah.
I'd rather not do either. I'm just saying as a point of principle.
KW thinks it's a parody account. It's I don't know, man. It's hilarious. So either way.
Thank God for that.
Either way. Lauren and Grady, check it out. Okay, we got another one here. Number three I put is you're definitely a thirsty beta simp if you're following and giving attention to fake female MRAs. Now, what's that woman, Karen Strawn?
Oh, Karen Strawn, yeah.
Now she's legit, okay?
Fellow Canadian. She's from Edmonton, by the way.
Fellow Canadian, yes. I'm not a big fan of MRA in general. I'm not opposed to it. You know, let them keep trying, but it hasn't been that effective. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, they have no victories for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Like, I used to even have this book here, like written by an MRA in the early 70s. It's saying the exact same talking points they're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed.
So, But they're doing work. Like, Karen Strawn does good work. She holds conferences. She's trying to build awareness. I know a few people that have spoken. There's many people who have spoken highly. I mean, we make fun of the name Karen often, but she's a Karen that I would get, you know, support. Now, there's the other kind of female MRAs that a lot of guys are throwing attention to. This is the next one I wanted to share.
Oh, neck tat?
Neck tat. Neck tat's coming online, bro. Chloe Roma. Chloe. Her name's Chloe.
I like her feigned indignation in her little videos too.
Oh, do I have audio? Hang on. I gotta pull this out.
Did you guys know a girl does this and nobody cares, but a guy does this? Follow and like for part four. Like, there's a little TikTok joke for you guys. Anybody in the audience under 30?
Yeah, here you go. Let's play this.
I'm not sure who needs to hear this, but using the excuse that he's a white male so she can never be oppressed, it's just bullshit. I'm pretty sure there was a time where women, we didn't have a choice on how many kids we had or if we had kids at all. Choosing to just not have sex isn't a viable option because we are human beings and that is part of a human need. Now, at the time when we didn't have any control over whether or not we had kids, we called that oppression. Do we give men the choice? No. We say, guess what? I'm pregnant. I'm keeping it. You're paying for it. They don't have control over their money anymore.
Okay.
That's the first time she ever said that I'm keeping it, I guarantee. Yeah.
So we've got the single mom here that's pining for the attention of men that are giving it to her. What does she say here? Get yourself a woman who fixes her own electrical. I thought that was funny. I saw that the other day.
Are those Cat 6 wires? Or
I don't
know. She's plugging in her router. What the hell is she thinking?
this is somebody that's selling merchandise. Like, she's got this lyric called No, and it's not D-I-C-K, it's D-I-Q-U or something like that. She's got merchandise, and she was doing this song the other day. I don't know, man.
Just what? Another ETH. It's exactly the same as that girl bitching about money, except for this one's just telling you what you want to hear.
I think this is the one. This
hey
is
there. Did you know that the human body is made up of 70% water? So come over here because mama's thirsty.
Dear God, no. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's take that out of there. It's starting to hurt my eyes and ears. Guys, do not throw attention at these faulty fake MRAs. They're not doing anything to create more equality or any awareness. It's a clown show, right? there's nothing to be taken serious about here. There's no progress that's going to come out of this. And all you're doing is giving her attention and validation and buying merchandise from her and fueling her habit. This is not what men do. Men have to get on a purpose. You're getting behind and supporting this nonsense, which is utterly, look at the state of her. She's got almost every red flag in my red flag chapter that I warn you to avoid.
It's not even so much the tattoos. It's that they're unhideable tattoos. Like, girl, I know Victoria, every girl where I was running pickup, every girl has a tattoo, but mm-hmm. it's always something that a t-shirt can cover.
Right. It's not running up your neck or on your knuckles or anything.
That's her way of saying, I don't think university's in it for cards for me. It's basically
That's her way of saying, I'm never going to be employed ever again. So make sure you buy my merchandise, please.
Like, subscribe, where I send out more asinine non sequiturs about male feminists.
I guarantee there's going to be an OnlyFans coming out of that one pretty soon. Jake, to you, thanks for the super chat. She says she seems like she's looking for a janitor to clean up her mess. and she's a single mom too, from what I can gather. Oh man,
dude, I can't believe, like, your audience. If you like this yet, if you haven't, like it, because he's rooting through the garbage, so you don't have to. Guys, least you could do is give him some appreciation.
Thank you. I am showing you how to not be a thirsty beta simp. If there is somebody that behaves in this fashion and you know of them, please send them this video and tell them to watch it so they can stop doing what they're doing and fix their shit. So we have the third one, which is following and supporting fake female MRAs. Who's the other good MRA that supports men? Janice Fiammingo? Rolo's talked about her a couple of times. I've seen her.
Oh, yeah, her and Candace Owens. Didn't they do it for like 6 months? But then once they got an audience, they kind of ditched that and started doing their own thing.
Candace did. She went all political. She was the one that was red pill black, or black red pill, or whatever the hell it is. She just changed it to Candace Owens, right?
Fair enough.
You know, you said, you know, I'm going to get away from this nonsense. It's probably not a bad idea. But that one, Janice Fiammingo, she works with Paul Elam and a few others.
Oh, she right. Yeah.
Like, she's legitimate, though.
University of Ottawa. I know she's on the academic side of things. There's a lot of those academics in the MRA, which is weird, though, because it kind of takes the humanity out of it. It's not like they want a better world for men and women. It's just they kind of want the books to match on either side of the general ledger.
Correct. Oh, and here's the other thing that you got to understand about the sisterhood Uber ally, because we don't usually talk about this too much. But the thing that you got to understand is she's always going to side with the sisterhood over you. 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. Women do it in marriages, you know, so don't think for a minute, just because you're supporting an MRA that's a female, that she actually seriously means what she's talking about. If there's an opportunity for her to throw you under the bus, it happens continuously. I mean, we see it all the time with these red pill groupies that we've had follow us. You know, they inevitably always turn on you at some point, right?
I still have that video of that Hermes chick freaking out at us. That's awesome.
Oh, that was great. If you guys don't remember who that Carolina Hermes herpes girl was, she was a big, you know, fan, and then she got mad at us. I don't know what, or maybe it was John that she got mad at.
Yeah, she got mad at John. She did the same thing that like the Kitten Holiday girl did. Girls, whenever they get here, they always like tell all of us to kick one of the other ones out because they're ruining the brand or some crap like that. Not thinking we talk to each other.
Yes. Yes. Gentlemen, stop it. Stop the thirst. Stop following these fake female MRAs and supporting them and giving them attention. Stop it.
It's so easy. Hold out until you get yours first.
Yeah. Like, one of the most useful things that I ever got from Alan Roger Curry, it was in his book Mode One, and he had a segment on it, on no free attention. And he talked about it to a great deal for at least a few minutes. I mean, I got the audio book. I didn't buy the book, but I listened to it. And the concept is quite simple. You do not give away free attention. Attention is a currency of the realm for women. It is a coin of the realm. That is what they're looking for. You give it away for free, it has no value. They don't even appreciate it, dude. They despise it when they get it away for free. They want to work for it.
Just think more of yourselves. I think that's the key to all this. Like, he's shaming you, but you kind of, these guys need some shame, except for the joke guy.
I'm not shaming them. I'm showing them love. This is the dad hammer coming down, telling you the truth that your father's never told you or your mom never told you because she fed you some crap that doesn't work. And you know it doesn't work. All right,
that's the worst.
Four.
They won't listen.
Number four, giving away free attention. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate the super chat. That's very generous of you. Giving away free attention constantly on social media, especially on Instagram, to these thoughts. They are not going to bang you. They are not going to come to your birthday party. They are not going to show up to your front door. They will not come to your funeral. They will never, ever, ever engage with you except to put out content that you like, comment, and slide into DMs on. It is probably the most pathetic thing, and it needs to stop. You are not doing yourself any favor. You are heading for a train wreck when you do it. Do not give away free attention. Ryan, talk to these people about that.
They will flex with it. There's been a few e-thoughts that kind of slide into DMs of anybody who's got any clout online. They'll always slide into your DMs a little bit. I have had at least three girls so far, like very low quality e-thoughts doing whatever, showing me screenshots of not you guys, but those guys, and the crap that they send is like a flex. Most embarrassing things ever. Don't do it. It doesn't work. Not only does it not work, she'll use it against you. And in the case of that one that Rich showed early on, she's collecting people's personal data, most likely to blackmail them when the money dries up on her thottery. Like, it's just, even if it did work, it's just not a safe strategy. You have entrepreneurs in here. You have guys that are earning good money. You have guys that have worked hard to earn that good money, and you're throwing it all away for, it's not even contact. It's just like a whiff through a TV screen. You can't smell anything. It's a waste. Like, if you really have to, that's why rich guys use high-end escorts. They're paying for the discretion. Don't cheap out. It's not worth it.
let me throw another one into the stream here. Share screen. This is practically endless information that comes out. All right. Can you guys hear that? Oh, hang on. I got to put that back in the stream. I didn't do the audio. Stand by. Sure.
Love Black Twitter. They're the ones that invented simping. Or
all right,
here
you go.
The concept.
Oh, you want to see some simping? This is some top shelf simping right here. Watch this. My independent women, I know what it is. The stress of life is a fight when you got kids. Single mother so strong, no pamphlet to it. In other words, I admire how you do it. So determined, you so driven. What would this world be really without women? I'm here for you. If you need help, before anybody, love yourself. When you walking down the street and he try and holler, if he don't come correct, baby, don't bother. And to my independent... What is this guy trying to do, Ryan? Break it down for these guys.
Well, he's trying to rhyme. Dude, that's a sexual signal. Every piece of simping white knighting.
Look at this chick over here.
Yeah, he's literally saying, this is what I have to offer. I can't give you good dick. I can't make you tingle, but I'll validate the hell out of you. And the girl will take it. But she's looking over at Buddy on the other side thinking, I'd rather have that man meet who treats me like garbage.
And did you see what she did at the very end there?
No, I missed it.
Okay, well, watch her for the first half. I want you guys to pay attention to her, not him. Watch. Nodding her head. She's agreeing. She's like, yeah, you go. Now watch this. She's nodding her head. Yeah, you keep telling me I'm awesome. You tell me that single mothers are awesome.
Coach Greg Adams, man.
She goes to her phone. Look, she goes right to her phone to talk with Chad. Right there.
Dude,
right
that's
in front
funny.
Of you guys. Right
that is funny.
Right under your noses, you fools.
Thing that gets me too, that a lot of these guys are in relationships. In fact, apparently most of them, because at least the ethos that are talking about their customer base, they're saying most of their men are girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband.
Yeah.
What is it at home? And I don't like it's I'm kind of stuttering my way through this, but imagine that your home life is so bad. Your wife gained weight, your wife won't touch you, wife's a bitch, whatever. To the point where instead of working on it or removing yourself from that situation, you would rather pay another girl to send you an emoji.
Yeah.
Like that's
an emoji or a photograph that you think no other guy is going to get when there's 18,000 other OnlyFans on the list
Yeah, like imagine your business is going bad. So instead of like dealing with that, you just go to the poker or go to the casino and start playing blackjack. That's the equivalent of that, but on a sexual level. Like your business would be under in a week. Granted, these guys' marriages probably are under in a week too, but
and it's and they laugh at these men. Like these men don't understand that
everybody does.
They're the source of comedy for them. These women want nothing to do with them. All they want is the money.
Yeah.
And on the other platforms, the public ones, like on an Instagram one, if you're throwing attention at some thottery, then all you're doing is you're validating what she's doing is correct and right, because she goes and gets 1,000 likes this month, 5,000 next month, 50,000 in 6 months. And it all it is just a big, giant, Jupiter-ass-sized sun sucking in all you thirsty betas, and you're orbiting around her and just becoming another moon.
I just wish a guy, I don't know if there's one of those guys that are self-aware, because I'm pretty sure they're just following their feelings. Like, I feel this feels like attention, so it must be good. But a guy who's self-aware enough to break down the mental process that goes involved in stalking an e-girl and giving her thousands of dollars. I would write a research paper on that. I would take like Dr. Smith's job from him if I was able to break that stuff down. I'd be shrink major.
I don't know. I mean, it's, I wish more people were honest about it, like the way that we are tonight, pointing to these facts. I don't know. Z, thanks for the super chat. He says, like your stuff, keep up the hard work. Why don't they just hire an escort? That way they will get more bang for their buck, more bang. That's a good question. Why do you think? I mean, like a $10 entrance fee to an OnlyFans page is a little bit different, I guess, or a lot cheaper than hiring an escort. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the questions I have. Like, is it a cost thing? If prostitutes were only $25, would they be all for it? You can't say it's the girlfriend experience because there's escorts that do that.
I don't know. Maybe they...
Like, is it that there's a stigma attached to prostitution that e-thottery doesn't have yet?
It's probably one part that, and I would suspect it's probably got something to do with performance or performance anxiety, or they don't feel like they're comfortable, you know, to get into a situation like that with a woman.
The mix of thirst and autism. I'll yeah. do the e-thottery. I'll do prostitution, but I need her on a screen.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I mean,
see, that's the problem. See, we're looking at this. Now we're used to guys who
we're studying this.
Yeah, there's guys that have horrible situations, but they're relatable. This is so far out of the norm that like I can't even comprehend the instinct towards it. It makes no sense.
Other than
they want sex. That much I get, but beyond like that.
Like even this female MRA chick, I'm baffled. Like she has the red flags waving all over the damn place, like it's a freaking Chinese communist parade, and none of these guys see it.
I see it. I think it's a flex. I think she knows, because I remember seeing, like, you always see hipster
girls
that are dressed
like trash.
It's like
right
in
their face. This is the equivalent of you picking up some thought from the Starbucks downstairs and bringing her upstairs and banging her right in your bed in front of your wife.
Yeah, it reminds me.
It's right in their face.
Right in their face. Like Chinese foot binding. Do you hear about this stuff?
No, what is that?
In China, a couple hundred years ago, what women would do to flex is they wrap their feet up so that it warps their feet permanently so they can't walk. And that was how you signaled high status in China, by showing, I'm so rich and my man is so wealthy, I don't even need to walk. Yeah, literally that.
Are you kidding?
And these girls, I kid you not, you guys look it up. You'll see what that looks like. They still have girls now that are doing it, like elderly ladies.
What's it called? Feet,
Chinese foot binding. You're probably not going to want to show the pictures because those feet look like a bag of smashed dicks.
It can't be worse than what we showed with that
fair point
MRA check. But why foot binding persists in China for a millennium?
Yeah, so what I see when I see Whoa. These chicks that are tattooed like that is
are
it's
you serious?
It's like a modern version of that.
It's like a hoof.
Yeah, and that's literally a status flex.
Hang on. You guys got to see this. Stand by. I'm going to hook you up with these hoofs. Look at the... I've seen this before. This is like a hoof. So basically they fold in the foot when they're small, or do they do this like at an older age? Like, why do they do this?
I remember it's like right around when the time they become like adults, 13 or 14, whatever age it is. It's literally a social flex to show that you're wealthy enough that you don't have to walk. It's the whole reason they do it. It's exactly the same. In my mind, It's exactly the same as when a girl puts a tattoo with Born to Lose on her neck and then start ranting about this stuff.
Right in the face, man.
And think about it, too. Imagine how big of a social flex it is to other girls if you can ugly yourself up to the nth degree and guys are still thirsting after you. That's like the equivalent of owning three Lamborghinis.
That's really what it is, man. Like it's got to stop, guys. You need to guys that are doing this or are close to this. Forget about the guys that are like in the camp that are running around on the internet and going to Facebook and saying, "Oh, look, I found the incel page," hoping that girls will go out with them. Forget about those guys. They're way out in left field. You're not going to save them. But you know, there's guys out there that are kind of like doing something like this. Maybe they have an OnlyFans following, or maybe you see them on Instagram liking the crap out of some thought on a constant basis or sliding into her DMs. Now's the time to catch them. Send them this video, tag them in it or something like that, and tell them to smarten up.
Yep. Get some simp memes in there. Make it all work.
We are going to save mankind one view at a time.
Well, I think it's like got that little, it's like the fast food for thirst. You get a little taste of it. And so maybe you're not hungry anymore. Keep them hungry. A hungry guy is motivated to do better.
Yeah.
By honestly, forcing man, that's, him, yeah.
Like, let's go to you, because last year you lost your job and you took on this YouTube thing full time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have any other source of income, you know, I don't think anyway, right? Like nothing significant. It's not like you set up like eight other different businesses and you had all this money flow and you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to do YouTube. And if it works.
I had my military pension and a 2-year war chest that I had just in case, which is in case your girl goes feral.
So you're thirsty, you know, you've got to eat, right?
Like, yeah.
You got to drink. You're in the middle of a fucking desert. You got to make it work. You've only got so much water in your canteen.
Oh, I would have never done as much without it either. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you get stuff done, guys, right? When you have to get it done. But these crutches, like these canes, whatever it is you want to call them that they're using to supplicate themselves, if you're a man and you're healthy and you have an interest in women, you can get the girls. Just do some damn work, man. This is not the way to do it.
Yeah, even a slump buster. Or at least stop this. Shame. Yeah, no shame in a slump buster. You got to get laughed at a bit, but whatever.
When this whole situation lifts and you go out with your friends, you know, you can be the guy that's, you know, the slump buster that like takes care of the, you know, the wing girl that nobody else wants. Do it.
Yeah. And you'll get a few of those under your belt. We even had a story of that guy. He was 47, divorced. He's like, I haven't dated in 20 years. I have no idea what I'm doing. He literally went out there and he's like, all right, I'm back to the bush leagues. Picked himself like a fat Filipino 5'3" girl. And he started at a 3. And then he started dating her and she was compliant. And then he found a Jamaican 4 and then eventually got like a 5. It got to the point then when he actually met an attractive girl, but she was giving him a bunch of grief. And he finally got abundance where he goes, you know what? This girl's the hottest girl I would have been with in 20 years, but like, it's really not worth it. I got one that's just slightly less hot than her. That's way more compliant. And that's where you want to be.
I have a solution. Okay. Every time, guys, listen up. If you're doing this right now, maybe you have an addiction. Maybe you have like some thottery that you follow on a certain Instagram page. You dig her vibe. You're hoping one day she's going to acknowledge that you exist. You like and you comment in every single one of her posts. Here's what I want you to do. Every time you do that, I want you to get down on the floor and do 10 push-ups. You can't do 10, do 5. You can't do 5, do 4. You can't do 4, do 1. I don't care. Do push-ups. Every single time you catch yourself doing that, force yourself to do push-ups. I guarantee within a certain amount of time, you're going to put on a shirt one day and you're going to be like, damn, this is tight and I'm looking good and girls are giving me some attention. Then you're going to realize that. I'm wasting my time. I am going to stop giving Chloe Thottery MRA attention and I'm going to go and talk to that pretty girl over there.
It beats jerking off in your living room. Literally in this case.
I got you covered, guys. Damn. All right. I got them all covered on this list here, man. Did you want to chat about anything else or do you want to take some questions? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the audience, guys, we've all done embarrassing things. I've already just admitted on this thing that if they made a really good robot, I'd probably go for it. So come on, everybody's got a thirst story from when you were like a teenager. Let's hear them.
All right.
Let's let it out. Truth and reconciliation.
I am going to put the join link in. You guys can actually join the stream live with us and Ooh. You can do it on. You can kill your video if you don't want to be, you know, showing your face and shit. But
I'll even do one more. And it was an expensive or it was a hard lesson to learn.
I'm in Ryan's camp. I'm going to admit to the same. They make a robot that's authentic that you can't distinguish. All right, let's do it. Yeah, let's try it out.
Plus, by then I'll probably be 60 years old, so it'd be
awesome. Blade Runner me, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, here, I'll even do one more. When I was 13, I had a huge crush on a girl for 2 years.
Yeah.
I wrote a love letter to her, hid it in her locker. She found me at the 10-year reunion and didn't know it was me the whole time. She suspected and found out, and she asked me about it. Yeah. Told her it was me. She thought it was the greatest thing she'd ever received. Never have fucked her, ever.
Yeah.
Embarrassing as hell. I even wrote it on like brown paper and like calligraphy. Oh, I want to punch myself in the dick now just talking about it.
Listen, guys, I'll tell you what, Aaron, I got you in the waiting area, so I'm going to grab you in a second. I'll tell you what, you know, you have no idea the magnetism that you have with women. Guys tend to underestimate what they look like or the level of interest that women have in them. And when you're a lot younger, I mean, like even in your 20s, a lot of guys don't even get it then too. But I had lunch with my brother and some of his friends a few years ago. And one of his friends was telling me, and his sister, because they went to high school, they both went to the same school as me, obviously, but they were younger. He was telling me that his sister had a huge crush on me throughout the entire high school. And this is one of the hot chicks. She was like one of the 10s, one of the cheerleaders, smoking body. And I was like, I went through the entire high school and I didn't even say hi to her. And she dug my vibe the entire time. Right.
Huh.
Today she's Karen. Right. But back in the day she was, you know, so it just goes to show you guys, you know, just say, hey, what's up? Stop throwing so much attention at thottery and OnlyFans and cam girls and just go out and talk to a pretty girl the next time you see her. It's not going to be the end of the world for you.
Ask her Aaron, for the time. Classic.
Yeah. Ask her for the time. Aaron, it says device is not connected, so I can't add you to the stream. I don't know if you don't have audio, but here, I'll drop the link again, guys, if you want to hop in.
So, right. We got some good ones in the chat. You guys are letting it out. Dude, it's awesome.
Do me a favor. Can you grab him?
What did he say?
Hold on. Got to find the mic, he says. Okay, yeah, find the mic then. Grab some of them in the chat. I'm just posting the link here again while you look for your mic.
I'll leave the names off because you guys are being honest. Last we want to do is have this save for prosperity. I'm going to go up to the top.
Boom.
A thrower. I don't even know what this one is. I'm gonna need you to parse this one.
Okay, did you throw it in the private chat?
Throw it in there now.
Answer. I effed a thrower in college. What's a thrower?
That's just it. I don't know, but I know it's not good. And that's just, I just use the first letter. I didn't want to put the guy's full name in there.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What do we hear? Ooh.
What, you got another one?
Oh, you're gonna like this one. Here's from T-Man.
I effed plastic A once.
Yeah.
What is that, like a doll?
I have a thing. It's one of those sex dolls where it's just the pelvic area.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
A thrower is a track and field athlete. I never had a thing for like way too athletic women. I don't know about you, man. Like I like curves on a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not the super athletic. Doesn't like I won't throw her away.
Yeah,
but it doesn't do it for me. I don't
like whenever I see those long distance either. Like runners, like those triathletes with like the numbers written down their arm and shit, and they've got like 1% body fat. It's like holy crap! It's like Skeletor running, and like no way, man. I'm not doing.
It's emaciated.
Athlete. Yeah, volleyball chicks are kind of, you know, volleyball chicks can be.
They're always tall and gangly. Figure skaters, sprinters, those are fine. I don't mind those girls.
All right, we got another guy here in a waiting area, Philip. I'm going to throw you in while Aaron's trying to get his mic sorted out. Philip, what's up, man? Philip, you got a mic? In 3, 2. All right, you're pulled out.
Hey, James just won this one.
Oh, you got another one?
$1.1 million loss in his divorce. Yeah, that's an ethot price to pay.
that is still very expensive. Here, I got one for Colonel Sanders. I'm going to throw you in, Colonel.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's an honor to talk to y'all.
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. You're all right. Thank you. Thank you. Man, speaking of cam girls.
Cam girls, thottery, you know, simping. What experience you got to share?
Probably dropped over $200 on cam girls in like a year.
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, dude. No, yeah. Sorry,
a year. A month.
Okay, so what did you get out of throwing $200 at cam girls aside from making the guys running them rich?
Also, for you, is that like nothing? Or for you, was that like a week's salary? Like, where is that in your net worth?
Oh, I was like a sophomore in college.
Okay.
So that was a lot of money. Did it for the attention. I was just that loser in the room beating his meat pretty much.
Right. And is it a private room? Like, do you talk to her one-on-one? Yeah. Or are you sitting in like a large chat room with a bunch of other people? Like, how does it work?
You're in a group. You're in a large chat room with a bunch of dudes.
So a bunch of dudes throwing money at
in a large chat room.
What does that feel like now that you're more red pill and you kind of understand the dynamics of attraction and all that?
I would probably shoot myself in the head.
Fair enough.
How old are you now?
Yeah. 30. Just turned 30 Monday. Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, like, you're never better looking than what you were in your early 20s for the most part, right?
Oh, actually, no. I actually improved a lot.
You got better with time?
Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, I started playing rugby. Started going to the gym 6 days a week. Watching my diet.
Yeah.
I look amazing in comparison to the fat guy I used to be. So,
well, so I got to ask though, like, what was the incentive? Like, how did you go there and what did you get out of it?
Dude, I was just pretty much Googling better porn. The only thing I really got out of it would be some fake attention from a female that's moderately attractive.
So that was literally it. Just like a whiff of attention was.
When you say moderately attractive, like, what are we talking? Like 6 out of 10? Like, what are we looking at here?
Oh, dude, back then, what I thought was attractive was probably like a 4. To what I'm thinking right now.
See, this is my point, right? Like these guys don't know any. Like, why do you think you did that at that time, Colonel Sanders? Like, why didn't you know better? Why didn't your dad set you straight?
My dad didn't know. I kept it hidden from him.
No, but like, why didn't he like set you straight as far as, look, son, you know, you're 20 years old. Here's what you need to know about the world. This is what women are about. Like, not even close to that.
Easy. He's a blue-pilled alpha. That's why.
This is what happens, guys. This is what happens. Anyway, man, thanks.
Thanks. That's awesome. I would love to know, like, do you actually, before you leave, what would it have taken for somebody to put some sense into you then?
That's
like, honestly, thinking back, like, was there anything anybody could say that would let you, like, it would cut it off? Like, no, I'll just spend that money in a gym membership or Magnum condom, something.
Dude, it probably would have been somebody literally taking me out, giving me some magic pills to make me lose weight and show me that I could get girls just by talking to them.
Were you fat back then?
Yeah, it was pretty fat.
Yeah. Like, how fat? Like, are we talking 300 plus pounds or?
Oh, God, no. Probably 220 at 5'10".
Okay, so you're not.
My body fat percentage was probably around 26, 27.
Okay, but I mean, whereas you're not right like now, diabetic bad, like obese fat. Okay,
Just.
That's it, man. That's it. Arms, well, little legs, hey, so. Congratulations. You've come a long way. I'm glad you shared the story. It's you know, it's interesting to hear, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, it was you, Richard, that got me into the Red Pill. So thank you.
Hey.
What was it that brought you to my channel?
Pretty much just looking for why. So I got cheated on, as most of us do when we come to the Red Pill. I was looking at, okay, why do women cheat? So I went to MRA, then I went to MGTOW, and then I found your channel. It's like, oh, okay. And then from there, I went on to Rolo, Ryan, Donovan Sharp, you know, the gang.
Right.
So,
dang.
Good.
Yep.
All right, man. I'm real glad to hear you're doing a lot better. So,
yeah. Thank you, guys.
What you're doing, brother. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, dude. That's not a single person's failure either. There's like a whole community of people that raised him that failed him every step along the way up until that point.
Guys, if you're thinking about throwing money at this kind of nonsense, I mean, you have a prime example of a guy that just did work and is better off for it, you know, at the end of the day. Mo Money, I'm going to throw you in next. All right. Let me just grab you over here. You're up, buddy.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mo.
Hey. All right. So I started following Rich back when I first moved to Austin in 2015 from DC, and I wanted to buy a rear wheel drive car. And at that time, you were driving that E93 M3. So that's how I started following your channel.
Cool.
And then you introduced Rolo Tomasi. I think the first time he came on your channel, he didn't even have video. It was just audio.
That was a long time ago, man. That was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. So that was back in May of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been following you since.
Cool. Okay. So story, like, have you thrown money at Thottery before? Like,
no. So I'll give you an example. So I was born in Bangladesh, but I grew up in Saudi Arabia. Then I moved to England. I studied there for a few years, and then I moved to the States back in 05. So I was going to college. This was back in 08, 09. I met this girl in college. She was from Saudi Arabia, and I had a crush on Arab girls. It was like when I grew up in Saudi Arabia, like all the women were covered, so you could not see them. So like,
Oh, did they wear the henna tattoos on the eye slits?
No, it's like, okay, I'll tell you one of the hardest thing as a kid, when I went out with my parents, with my mom, like when even not grocery stores, but any other place you go to, like women and men enter separate.
Yeah,
so like every time I went somewhere, I had to remember what sandals or shoe my mom is wearing or what bag is she wearing, because all the women are covered like ninja style. So that was the hardest thing growing up. So like, you know, when I came to the States, it was a kind of eye-opening experience. So I met this girl in college, you know, and, you know, at that time I was super blue pill. I didn't know anything about red pill or anything. So I thought maybe I could be like a friend of her and then become like, you know, be on her friend zone, and then maybe
all of a sudden she's going to want to jump into bed with you because you're her best friend.
Yeah. So at that time, you know, I was a broke college student. You know, my parents, you know, where I came from, you know, we came as an immigrant. So I was working at Best Buy and I was going to school at the same time. So I didn't really have any money, but I was like falling head over heels for her. And I remember I even bought her an iPod for her birthday. And I'm a broke college student, so I didn't have any money. So, yeah, and then I kind of learned, like, you know, I mean, I didn't know anything about Red Pill until, like, you know, I discovered your channel, Richard. And then I, like, when I was in Texas, there's like a lot of Hispanic women, and then, like, there are a lot of single moms. So I was, like, you know, wasting time on them, and then something I realized, okay, like, you know, they already had kids from the alpha, now they're just chasing the beta male provider. So wanted to avoid that, too. So yeah,
Now, by the way,
I'm 37.
Okay, and are you single, married?
No, single. Single.
Spinning plates.
Trying here and there. No, I actually travel for work. I just finished my project in Miami, so I'm always on the road. So it's just okay. Well, can I ask for an advice since I have you guys here?
Sure. Quick question. Okay. Go.
All right. So you know, I grew up Muslim. You know, my parents are both Muslim. So like, you know, I personally have no intention of getting married, but like, you know, it's like a religious thing, cultural thing. So my parents are always pushing me to get married. Mm-hmm. And like last year, my mom had cancer, like she had breast cancer and thyroid cancer, but she recovered. You know, she went through chemo and everything. Now they're trying to like guilt trip me. Like my older sister, she's about 2 years older than me, but she got married at 19, but that was back in Bangladesh. So she never made it to the States. And now she has three kids. So she's all trying to compare me or also trying to compare my younger cousins who have kids or married. Like,
okay, so she's trying to guilt trip you into getting married as her final rites of passage.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing, blah, blah, yeah, blah. Like,
I want to see you married before I die and give me all that stuff. So I don't know.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. You have to politely and lovingly tell your parents to fuck off. It's really as simple as that, right? They tell you what to do when you're a kid. As soon as you're an adult, wherever that is in the world, 18, 19, 21, whatever the line in the sand is, you don't have to do anything they tell you, right? This is your life. You need to live it for yourself. There's how many people do you know in Bangladesh or in parts of Asia from family that have succumbed to the guilt trip that family threw on them and wifed somebody up and are living a miserable life right now?
I mean, I can be completely transparent with you. Like, I have seen my parents married for like 40 years. They have never been happy. My sister, who's the one that got married at 19, she's also unhappy. And like, you know, in my culture, like back home, nobody wants to marry somebody that's divorced because, you know, like I'm Muslim, so like, you know, you have to be a virgin. So all that stuff. I have seen like two examples, and like my cousin who got married, like we all came here through immigration. So like some got married, you know, the girl got a green card and ditched him and stuff. So, and you know, I've been listening to your train wreck and stuff. I'm trying to avoid all of this, but at the same time, it's my blood parent. I don't want to be disrespectful. So.
If you want to have kids, that's the only time that you should even consider living in a way that looks like marriage. I mean, if you're going to have kids, it's going to look like marriage to the state, regardless of how you do it. So it doesn't matter what you call it. It's still marriage, whether you have a ceremony or not, or you do it privately. It doesn't matter. The state's still going to view it as a marriage. And if it breaks up, it's going to decide what happens to your access to your kids and your wealth. Right. So if you walk into that, you have to do it with your eyes wide open and do some prep work. There's some things you can do to minimize the risk. I've got lots of videos on it on a playlist for marriage and divorce. I've got some premium videos in my men's community behind the paywall that are even better that talk about some other planning. But you have to be intelligent about it. Just do not bend the knee to succumb to your parents because they're trying to guilt trip you into fucking up your life, because it could potentially go that way if you don't get your head screwed on right and make sure you take your time with it if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, like, I mean, I have saved up money. I'm trying to buy a house next year, and I don't have any debt, no student loans, all paid off. All the cars I buy, it's a depreciating asset, so yeah. I always buy them cash. Oh, one other thing before I go, since you mentioned the push-up, what I did was this month I challenged a bunch of coworkers and myself to do a 10K push-up challenge.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, gyms are closed and working out at home is, like, not very appealing. So I'm doing about 333 push-ups a day. And I do it in 10 hours. So I do 33 push-ups every hour.
Do them with your feet on the ground flat. Well, feet elevated, like on a bed or a dresser or something. Okay, and that'll hit your upper chest. Yeah. So you alternate from feet on the ground with feet up between. Okay. And you'll develop a nice thick round chest doing that. All right, man.
Sorry, one last question.
No, no more questions. We got other people waiting, bro.
Okay, all right. Take care, guys.
Bye. I'll see you, man.
I will say, man, in Oman, I saw my first Burqa girls. They had henna tattoos all over their eyes, like during the slits.
Yeah.
It had been like 3 months of hardcore sailing, no chicks. Not going to lie. That turned me on like a mother. Oh, man.
There you go. I grew up there, and then I moved to the States. So imagine what I
experienced. All I saw was a shoulder silhouette and an eye slit. And I was like, I'm good.
There's some good-looking Muslim women, but by the time they get to like a certain age, they pull the pin on a grenade and it's like things change, man. Right.
They look 14 until they're 40. Then they look 80.
Believe me or not, in Saudi Arabia, if a woman is fat, that means they're wealthy. It's a status thing.
No, I know. Yeah.
To be honest, when he talks about Muslim women, it sounds like Christian women in the 70s. Remember? No, seriously. Back then, where it's like, oh, you don't let the divorce girl buy a home. It'll depreciate the neighborhood.
All right, Mo, see you, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
I just want to touch on Antonio, because he asked a question earlier about where the hell did he go? Do we have to upgrade membership to speak? Yeah, so I mentioned this at the start of the broadcast, guys. YouTube completely updated their back-end studio, and this is always set to members-only chat, because I can't, like, this is too much stuff going on here in the chat right now. So I apologize. I'll figure out how to fix it. I couldn't find it before, but I'll be attentive to any of the green members chat. Thanks. Who else we got waiting here? I think Rob. Rob from Vegas. What's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sorry.
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm just I'm just tuning my system here. Now I can hear you.
Are you going to tell us that you threw money at OnlyFans or a web girl?
No,
what are you going to give us here tonight, man?
Okay. I got into you guys about 2 years ago. And right before that, this was bad. And I totally forgot I did it, because about 3 years ago or so, I straight asked this girl out who I had never met, just had been like peripheral friends on Facebook. But I did it in a post where like 40 of her friends all just got to watch me get shot down. And here's the thing, is I didn't even know her. Not really. I mean, I had seen her on, you know how it is. You kind of get fixated. So, you know, fast forward 3 months ago, all of a sudden she starts. I mean, we were still friends on Facebook, but never talked. She wasn't part of my real list. I never just whatever, you know, I let it go. And then she's just like, oh, hey, how's it going? I remember we had great conversations. And then I look and she's got a 6 month old. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in Vegas now. And, you know, I took the easy out on that one.
Yeah. It's interesting that they'll always come back. You know, they're like these conversations, these women that you dated in the past, even they almost always come back, especially when they see that you're doing better in life.
Exactly. And that was one of the things I actually was curious what you guys thought is, being in Vegas, of course, you know, the thoughtery is real here. Like, you see it online. I had a girl
everywhere.
Oh, I had this girl. She said she hit me up on a Friday.
Rob, there's some random girl in the middle of some northeastern Russian town with like 700 people that probably has 50,000 Instagram followers. And she thinks that she's a supermodel, right? Like, it's everywhere.
I just had this, it was a funny one. This girl like hit me up on a Friday and she was like, hey, it's my birthday and I'm in town. I have reservations to Hell's Kitchen. Do you want to take me? I'm like, yeah, how many
you want to take me? Yeah.
Yeah. How many guys got this message today? I'm wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, she's hungry and she wants a thirsty beta to buy her dinner, is what she's
yeah, saying. And it's Russell Ramsey's restaurant. It's gonna be expensive. So
dude, I'm just picturing when you asked her out in front of all that's like going into a birthday party and hitting on the birthday girl.
How did you end up responding to her?
I just kind of sloughed it off. I'm all, hey, I've already been there. I'm good. Thanks. Yeah. but here was a question. I was curious what you guys think.
Here's the right answer. I had dinner already, but here's my address. Grab an Uber and I'll see you in 30 minutes.
That would have been a good one.
Just get right to the point.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What I'm noticing now is like with online dating here, I don't know if it's everywhere, but just here where I'm at, it seems that like it's the whole thottery gone native. Like all these women just need attention. So a lot of them, I saw a profile. This girl says, oh, my boyfriend's at work all day. I just need someone to talk to. It's like, what? So I'm seeing that. That's what I'm seeing now. So like I'm getting way more matches than normal, but all these girls just want to be like these, like want some beta to talk to. I'm like,
yeah, they're drunk on it, right? So because it's endless, and I mean, what you'll notice is after a while, you'll start to see it on dating apps is they'll tell you, you know, hey, I'm on whatever Bumble, Twitter, it's a fucking flame one, Tinder, whatever. Oh. They're all the same crap.
Hinge, the new one. Yeah,
whatever. You know, link me on Instagram or here's my handle. So all they're really looking to do is to build their following to create more clout for themselves, right? And these guys feed it, right? For them, it's an avenue to generate more clout, more social proof, right? Maybe she thinks that she's an Instagram model, right?
Oh, come on. It's like, I'm never here. Look at my check. Hit me on my Insta. You see it all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's whatever. That's the thing. I can't totally fault women for it either. I know a lot of the MGTOW channels love to shit on them for it, but I'm like,
no, I agree.
Drug dealers are going to sell drugs because you're a crackhead. Like, sure, it makes them bad people, but you shouldn't be a crackhead.
Oh, yeah. If I was an absolutely hot girl and could get away with this kind of crap, I 100% would.
I don't know if you caught the earlier part of the show, but there's a 68-year-old woman that has an OnlyFans making close to 20 grand a month. It's like 18.9 or something like that. She's making off 68-year-old woman.
Bible belt too.
Yeah, Louisiana. Oh. She's got a special needs 40-something-year-old son. And there was another post somebody linked to that one that I saw, where she had a video running saying, hey guys, I'm open between 10 and 12 on Thursday morning. Who wants to come over and service me? 68-year-old woman, right? It's like, come on. And there's guys piling in on it because it's got views, right? Like it's got the attention. It just, you know, you have to stop giving away that free attention, guys. Just stop it.
Here's the way I kind of look at it. A few months back, I actually have a friend in Thailand. So I went there for 2 weeks. And the kind of attention you receive as a man there, it just kind of made me think, oh, this is how women are in America. This is what they get. I get it now. You know, just like I'd be walking down the street and girls would just engage me and not just workers, like regular girls.
Yeah, there's parts in the world where if you're a Western male and you go to their country, your SMV is going to go up 1 or 2 points, right? Mm-hmm. But they're still women. They're
right.
They're still going to have the same character traits or very similar character traits. A lot of guys go wrong and they think, oh, you just go over there and they're better. It's just different. You know, it's just a different looking woman, but she's still a woman. She's still got the same innate character traits. She's still got all this survival skills hardwired into her DNA for millions of years, because what we call thottery today, they called something else, you know, 5,000 years ago. I don't know what they called it. If anybody knows, let me know in the chat, but they had a name for it, I'm sure. Is it in the Bible? We have any religious guys here with scripts that can fill us in?
Mary Magdalene, maybe.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, the Immaculate Conception. You're like, oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, God. And those three dudes that came to your house. Yeah, don't worry about that.
All showed up on gifts when he was born.
I don't know. It's not new, right? Like, so long as the attention was given away and they would take it, it would always be consumed. And there always wasn't an exchange for it. So,
All right. That was, yeah. All okay. right. Well, hey, Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Rob. See you in a bit, man. Talk to you guys later. All right. Let's do one more and then we'll wrap up. We got Carvel. You're up, buddy. You're muted though. You gotta hit the, there you go.
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, you're up.
Yeah.
Okay. My story basically. Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, you have a story. I don't know. Like there was a guy earlier on that said he was throwing money at webcam girls. Like, what's your story? Like, no, where did you go wrong?
I got wrong. I just basically got this girl. 74 euros parfum, basically very expensive parfum. She was like a former co-worker of mine. Mm-hmm. So I had this one night, is basically.
So you bought her perfume?
Yeah, a perfume actually, because I was convinced by a friend of mine to actually buy a perfume for her.
Which perfume?
That was some useful advice. Buy her perfume. It's probably better than buy her flowers and take her to dinner though, or take her dancing.
But she went with Chad Scooter basically.
Of course, she put the perfume on and went out and banged Chad. That's what happened, guys. You know, you get this advice so let me ask you this question: the guy that gave you the advice to say go buy perfume and give it to this girl that you like, okay? Was this guy a Chad? Did he have a lot of girls running after him? Like, what was his story?
His story? Yeah. Oh, he was basically, he was also of mine. And he's not really a particular guy, a Chad, I guess, but he does have girls. But his advice is kind of bad, yeah.
But I would challenge that and take a closer look at the girls that he says that he has, right? Because the advice was not very good.
Right? No,
that's an understatement.
Like a year ago, so I've realized then, and I've changed a lot since that year. So
here's the things, guys. There's a lot of people that run their mouth on. I mean, I see it mostly on social media because I have to publish stuff. You know, I'm on there trying to talk to my friends and private groups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys that run their mouths and they say shit. And I'll tell you what I've noticed. I don't know, man. It's probably got to be something like at least two thirds to three quarters. I'm going to say is total BS.
Yeah.
They're lying to you. I don't know. What do you think it is, Ryan?
I'd say it's easily 90% of the guys, because it comes with the bravado is an insecurity. Always.
Yeah.
Time, and you'll see it too, because like a month down the line, they'll forget their lie and they'll come up with a different one, and somebody will have a screenshot and they get called out, and you see it every time. We even had one, that Jay Gatz guy. Remember that? He was all about Lambos and making millions, and then 6 months later, he's like, I got a girlfriend, guys. Yay.
See you later. Bye.
Like, and I'm not crapping on the guy because he's actually gotten humble since then, but it's so common. Remember when Buddy was the president of the Manosphere? Then the truth came out. He was just autistic on meth.
Wait, you mean he's not the president anymore?
I guess not.
Damn.
Remember when Buddy was taking girls to the dance, but the girl was his translator and he paid her?
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Adriano says that the harlot is the Bible version of the thought back in the day. I just want to Google harlot because I'm not...
That's old school. That's like Victorian times insult.
Harlots. Let's see here what that means. Harlots TV series. What's the definition of it? Oh, there's even a TV series called Harlots.
Yeah, harlot. Call her a trollop.
Trollop. I know what a trollop is. Okay.
That'll be so old school, they won't even get offended.
Hang on. What is a harlot? Let's see here. A prostitute, basically. A woman that has many casual sexual encounters or relationships. Yeah. Hussy, harlot, same sort of thing. There you go. I don't know that that's a biblical term for it. All right, Carville, thanks, man.
Okay, thank you.
See you, man. Guys, do better. It is completely unnecessary to throw that much money and attention away on something that you can invest in yourself. Every time you catch yourself doing it, do push-ups. That's it. If you're addicted to throwing attention, free attention away or money, force yourself to do push-ups at every single time you do it. And at some point, you will look better, or you will have convinced yourself that you're in a position to go talk to the pretty girl. Any closing thoughts, Ryan?
Yeah. You know what I like about your audience? So I asked them, like, I did my embarrassing stuff. What's your guys' ones? There's like a dozen of them I've thrown in the private chat here. I've read all of them, guys, and they're all amazing. And here's what I love. Every single one of you guys did it like I did when you were a teenager, when you were young, like first year college. You learned, You made that mistake and you got over it. The part that Rich is pointing out now is because guys have a delayed adolescence. Guys are like 35 pulling this stuff now. They really are stunted. And I can't help but show pity for it. And I have a hard time. Like, I don't like a girl's doing it, but I can't fault them for capitalizing on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thirst traps are out there. There's going to be people making money at it. But at least if you're at the point where you're watching this, or somebody's at least said, hey, watch this, please, so you can stop doing the stupidity that you're doing, consider, you know, doing something different, like reinvest in yourself, man, because that's where the ROI is. Stop making these thoughts, Rich.
I would love another guy to call in next year on your show saying, thanks, Rich. I saw you when I was donating to an e-girl and I stopped. Like KFC here was doing, or that's not his name, but the Colonel.
Yeah, the Colonel Sanders. Yeah, Neo, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate that. Glad you enjoyed the laughs and knowledge. There's one other one here. Amos, look into the story of Bathsheba in the Bible. Is that something that I can get a quick answer on that I can share with these guys, or is this a long story? Let me see if I can find a summary.
There's a parable on it. Isn't that from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, what they said before they pull out your heart? Mom Sheba.
Bathsheba, description of biblical account. Bathsheba, Bible Odyssey, becomes David's wife after she sees her bathing and has her husband Uriah killed. She becomes Solomon's mother. Oh, now we're getting complicated here, man. This sounds like something the girls would talk about at book club over a big carton of wine. This is a long story. I'll let you guys look it up, but thanks for mentioning that, Amos. Guys, let me know how you enjoyed this broadcast. Sean is off for the time being. He needed to take some time. I don't know if he'll be back or not. He'll hopefully show up at some point with something to contribute. So a lot of these I'll be either running solo, or I might have a couple other people pop in. Let me know what you thought of this episode, the Q&A segment. Ryan, I hear Ryan has a punchable face. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Hey, is he still here? I love that guy.
I don't know. I like the guy. He's a fellow Canadian. He's a brother. So
he's a giant jerk, and he's mean on the internet.
He's a big jerk.
Guys, smash that like button if you haven't. The show is awesome. I'm not gonna lie. Even I'm learning something from you guys as much as you're learning from Rich. So let's just pat each other on the back for a job well done. Hit that like button.
I'm gonna go solo for a second. Just quickly shout out to the channel sponsors, Grondike Soap. It's always going to be linked in the top comment. After I get off the broadcast, I'll link it there. But it's just Cooper's. Oh, hang on, that's the wrong one. Damn, buttons all over the place here. Let's go. Boom. Coopersoap.com. Check out with coupon code Cooper. You get 10% off. I think it's actually already pre-applied to this, but pheromone infused. They got beard oils. It's great soap, man. I've been using this stuff for a few years. It doesn't disrupt your endocrine system, mess your testosterone levels up. It's fully natural. Yeah, it costs more, but you get what you pay for. So if you enjoy the stream and you're bathing, which I hope you are, you should probably check some out. And we'll see you guys in the next broadcast. Ryan, what do you got coming up this week? Give a quick plug to what's going on. You got your book coming out, right?
Yeah, book is out tomorrow.
Awesome.
Fuck Files.
Where can they find it? Amazon, or
it'll be on Amazon. I guess links in the chat here.
Drop it in the chat for the guys if they want to grab it. Can they pre-order it, or do they have to wait till tomorrow?
Pre-orders now. Has been pre-orders for about a week. It's honestly, I always describe it as one part Bukowski's Women, one part Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, one part Neil Strauss's The Game. It's better than all three of them. 15 lessons from 10 years of pickup. Everything I could possibly learn and have screwed up, just like these stories we're telling each other, only way more of them and way worse or better. Guaranteed it's worth every penny you put into it, and you'll walk away a better man.
And last super chat before we go, Ryan, you need to watch my How to Grow a Beard video, apparently.
There's a video on how to just sit around and do nothing with it?
I have a video that tells you the steps and techniques on how to grow a majestic beard such as this.
Dude, I'm pissed. I got this giant white stripe. I don't want this thing. It was just supposed to be a cheesy piece of content where I would be shaving it to go to the gym when the quarantine was over, but they keep delaying the quarantine.
Yeah, so I don't know when this nonsense is going to end, man. It's getting out of control. I was having a conversation, today about this whole idea that they might have to mandatory vaccinate everybody. And it's like, okay, something's getting a little suspicious here.
Yeah.
Like, this is not really that bad, and they're keeping us quarantined for this long. I don't know. This is another conversation, but we'll wrap up on that note anyway. Yeah, China, exactly. Yeah. All right, guys, we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace out.